Lawyers representing Burma's detained opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi said today that she welcomed US plans to engage in direct talks with the country's ruling regime. But one of her lawyers also said that the Nobel Prize winner also wanted the US to work with the political opposition. Yesterday, the United States Secretary of State Hillary Clinton announced the Obama administration's decision to hold high-level talks. The administration is saying the move is a break with the policies of the Bush administration. But the director of the Burma Campaign UK, Mark Farminer, told Charles Collins President Bush also tried engagement with the generals, but it failed.
We're very pleased that the US has said that there is no conflict between sanctions and dialogue, that you need both. This is what we've been calling for many years. But also that George Bush himself did try dialogue. The Bush administration did ask China to facilitate talks between the US and Burma, and they did so. The talks were held. But then again, the problem was that after the talking, there's no response, no action from the regime.
What do you think this greater diplomatic contact could do?
The problem we've had in the past is a few sanctions are applied and that's it. Now and then a political initiative is tried and that's it. And nothing is ever, the dots are not joined properly. So we're saying, yes, if you're going to have dialogue, that's great. Have the dialogue. And if you change, we'll respond positively. We'll relax the sanctions. But if you don't change, we will increase the pressure. Because the only time we've ever seen the regime actually move and respond is when it feels under threat. So when the International Labour Organization was talking about referring Burma to the International Court of Justice for its use of forced labour, that's when the regime finally signed a memorandum of understanding with the ILO, allowing them to establish an office in Burma. When the Security Council was going to discuss Burma for the first time in 2006, and they were afraid of the Security Council taking some kind of action, that's when we saw them release Minko and I and lots of other senior political prisoners that year. So they do respond to pressure, but that stick has to always be there.